I think most of you will know this song, and please sing along with us if you can. Thank you.
There are moments in our life when it's very difficult to pray. A Presbyterian church member who was a lawyer received news that a ship had collided and sank.
有一位长老会的会友, 他是一个律师, 他得到一个消息, 有一个船呢,已经撞击而沉没了。
His wife and four daughters were on that ship.
他的太太和四个女儿在那艘船上。
They were going to Europe and that man was supposed to join them. Later,
他们正前往欧洲，而那个男人本来应该是去跟他们一起随行。
He kept wondering, "Are my family members still alive?"
他就说, 到底我的家人还活着吗?
Recently, that man had lost his lifetime investment in a real estate that was destroyed by a great fire.
那个人最近他在一个火灾里面呢，他的这个所有的资产都毁灭了。
Now he might suffer another major setback in his life.
所以他现在要面对另外一个生命中的挫折。
A few days later, he finally received a telegraph from his wife with just two words, "Saved alone."
过几天过后呢，他终于得到他太太的一个电报，就是一个人独活。
His wife survived, but their four daughters all died.
他的太太活着，可是四个女儿都死了。
That's one of those moments in life.
中就是这样的一个时候，非常困难祷告。
How would you help a person in this kind of
你怎么帮一个在这样的患难中的人呢？
He wanted to pray but unable to.
他要祷告，可是很困难。
The last thing you might want to tell that person is praise God for His goodness.
也许你最不要告诉他的就是你要称谢耶和华，因他本为善。
Try telling a person in distress, praise God, and see what you get.
你尝试跟一个在患难中的人说，你要称谢耶和华，看到你会得到什么。
You might need to buy an insurance first.
可能你先要买保险。
He may say, "Let's exchange places. You take my troubles, and I'll take your happiness."
他说，不然我们交换呢？你拿我的痛苦，我拿你的喜乐。
Then I shall praise God happily, and then you may praise God all you want.
我就称谢耶和华，那你就要称谢多少都可以。
That was exactly what the psalmist was leading the people to do, to praise God in their distress.
可是诗人在这里却是要以色列人在他们的患难中呢，称谢耶和华。
In Psalms 118, 1-4, the psalmist is calling all Israel, the people, the priests, and all who worship the covenant God to pray Yahweh.
在这个诗篇118篇里面, 诗人就是要告诉全以色列, 不管是百姓还是祭司, 所有敬拜圣约之神的, 都要来敬拜他。
It was easy for the Israelites to praise God when their land was peaceful.
在地还和平的时候, 敬拜神是可能的。
It was easy to praise God when there was a magnificent temple still standing in their midst.
有一个宏伟的圣殿在他们当中的时候很容易敬拜神。
It was easy to praise God when they had a caring and good ruler like King David.
当有大卫王又关心他们又很有能力的在他们当中很容易称谢耶和华。
Similarly, it is easy for us to praise God when our country is safe and stable.
当我们国泰安定的时候也很容易赞美神。
It is easy to praise God when our jobs are secure and our businesses doing well.
当我们的工作稳固，我们的生意好的时候，也很容易敬拜神。
It is easy to praise God when everyone in our family is fine and healthy.
当我们的家人都健康安好的时候，也很容易赞美神。
Similarly, it's easy for us to praise God. Then there were times when it was difficult for the people to praise the Lord.
可是同样呢，也有有些困难的时候是很难赞美神的。
Praising God became difficult when Judah came under heavy attack by enemy nations.
当犹大受到敌人的攻击的时候，就很难赞美神。
The king was inefficient.
那个国王是没有能力的。
And the military defense was weak.
军事很低落。
Valuable objects in the temple had been carried away by invading armies.
而圣殿里面的贵重的物品都被敌人拿走了。
There was one of those times when it was difficult for everyone in Israel to say, "Oh, give thanks to God, for He is good."
而在这些时候呢，就以色列人就很难向神说，你们要称谢耶和华，因他本为善。
This Hallel Psalms was used to praise Yahweh when Israel celebrated the Passover, the Pentecost, the Tabernacle and the New Moon Festivals.
而这个第118篇的哈利诗呢，就是在以色列人在逾越节、五旬节还有祝棚节的时候，赞美耶和华的诗歌。
After the exile, they also used these psalms to celebrate the Feast of Dedication.
在被放逐过后呢，也用这个哈利诗在这个纪念神的这个宴席里面唱这首诗歌。
When Israel lost their land and their king, and life became difficult,
当生命中的很困难又很难敬拜神的时候,
the worship leader will still say, "Let us praise the Lord for His covenant love."
领诗的人还是会说，让我们来称谢神，因为他的爱。
When the people meant what they sang, the lyrics of this psalm would bring comfort to the people.
当百姓能够认真的来唱这些诗歌的。 的时候呢，这些里面的词句就能够为他们带来安慰。
The lyrics would instill hope in their hearts.
会在他们的生命里，心中带来盼望。
The Hebrew word for covenant love is keset.
而这个约里面的爱呢，这个希伯来字就是 keset。
There is one word. There's no one word that can fully translate the meaning of keset. Thus, the English Bible translates cassette with many different words.
没有一个字能够完全的表达这个 cassette 的意思，所以在英文圣经里面，这个 cassette 就有许多的翻译。David
prayed, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life."
大卫就祷告说，我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。That
word mercy is a translation of cassette.
而这个字 mercy 就是 cassette.
David also prayed. Because thy loving kindness is better than life.
大卫也说，因为你的慈爱比生命更好。
That word loving kindness refers to keset.
Loving kindness 这里也就是翻译 keset.
When Jeremiah walked among the ruins of Jerusalem after the city was destroyed,
在耶利米在耶路撒冷被消灭过后，
he prayed, "The steadfast love of God never ceases; His mercy never comes to an end." They are new every morning.
他说：“我们不至消灭，是出耶和华诸般的慈爱，因为他的怜悯不至断绝。”
The term steadfast love also referred to keset.
在这里所翻译的 steadfast love 也是 keset.
Keset is God's commitment to love His people.
Chesed 就是神对于他爱他的百姓的一个承诺。
A commitment that's based on the covenant. I will walk among you and will be your God, and you shall be my people.
他的承诺是基于他跟他百姓的约，就是他要在他们中间行走，做他们的神，你们要做我的子民。
God's covenant love is unfailing on his part. Even when you do not deserve to be loved, God insists, I will still love you.
神这个约里面的爱呢，是永不断绝的，就算我们不配的时候，神还是会说，我继续爱你。
In verses 5 through 14, the psalmist cites a general situation that helped Israelites recall God's covenant love.
在5到第14节呢，诗人就用一个情况来让这个百姓能够记起神在这个约里面的爱是在他们的生命中如何的活化。
That situation may refer to the Exodus experience.
也许指的是这个出埃及记。
Or it may refer to any battle when Israel army was being surrounded by invading force,
或者是任何以色列的军队 被敌人围绕的时候都可以。
Although what is described is a battle scene,
虽然所描述的是一个战场。
Those who do not fight in battle can still identify with that kind of situation.
可是没有在战争中的人呢，也能够体会这样的一种情况。
When Israel get words from the front line that the king's army is fighting a defeating battle.
当以色列得到消息说这个王的军队呢正在打输仗的时候，
The parents will wonder if their sons will ever return home.
家人就会想说他们的儿子是否会回来。
The wives will wonder if they will see their husbands again.
妻子会想他们的丈夫还能见得到吗？
And the children will also worry if their fathers will stay alive or not.
孩子也会想父亲是否能够活着。
So the psalmist expresses,
所以诗人就说
All nations surrounded me, they surrounded me like harness, pushed me so that I was falling.
万民围绕我，他们如疯子围绕我，他们推我，叫我跌倒。
The situation looks hopeless.
所以情况是没有盼望的。
There is no way out.
没有出路。
Death is taking attendance, calling names one by one.
而这个死亡呢，就在那边点名，一个一个报名。
The only hope left is for the soldiers to pray in their distress.
在军事他们唯一的希望就是向神祷告。
From my distress, I called upon the Lord.
在我患难中，我求告耶和华。
The Lord answered me.
这个耶和华回应我。
The term Lord refers to Yahweh, the covenant God.
神呢指的当然就是耶和华，也就是我的约里面的神。
When the people cried to their covenant God, He intervened in His covenant love.
当百姓喊耶和华的时候呢，他就在他的约里面的爱回应他们。
His mercy, God acted to save His people.
在他的慈爱中，他救赎他的百姓。
The situation did not change immediately.
当然情况没有立刻改变。
The soldier was still surrounded.
这些军士还是被他们的敌人围绕。
The problem still existed.
困难还是会存在的。
But God first filled the people's heart with hope.
可是神却给他们的心中带来盼望。
The hope of deliverance.
被救赎的盼望。
Before I proceed, let me explain the Hebrew poetic structure in verses 5 through 14.
在这里我描述一下这个诗词里面的这个构造。
The two sections, verses 5 through 9 and verses 10 to 14 are parallel sections.
在这里五到第九节跟十到第十四节其实是平行的。
In other words, the two sections are parallel thoughts that seek to portray one situation.
这两个部分呢都平行的来描述同一个情况。
The two sets of parallel thoughts fit together to complete one picture.
所以他们连在一起呢就能完成整片图画。
Hebrew poetry reader can naturally merge the two expressions into one in their mind.
如果你会希伯来文也会诗词的话，就能把这两个平行的放在一起。
In the slides, I'm trying to illustrate one way to read parallel structures.
在这里呢，我描述一个可以读这样子的一种平行法的一个方式。
The explanation may appear technical to us because we are not accustomed to parallel structures.
这里虽然比较技术性，因为我们不习惯读这个诗词。
But when we are exposed to more of such style, we can easily spot this parallelism and appreciate Hebrew poetry better.
可是如果我们多 接触的话，我们就能够更能够体会在这里的希伯来文的诗词。
The first section, verses 5-9, describes the reader how the people felt.
在五到第九节呢，就形容他们的百姓的感受。
The next section, verses 10-14, shows their troubled situation.
而十到第十四节就描述那个情况。
The two parallel sections dovetailed to give one single idea.
连在一起就是整个整个思想。
When the distressed prayed,
当困难的人在困难患难中的人祷告
，The Lord assured them of His divine presence.
神就告诉他们他的存在。
God displaced the fear and anxiety in the hearts.
神就挪去心中的恐惧。
He displaced the fear and anxiety with hope of deliverance.
也把这个焦虑呢换成是能够被救赎的盼望。
Now let us observe how the people express their confidence when they experience hope.
我们看这些人，他们经历了这个盼望的时候，他们所表达出来的信心。
The people testifies in unison.
他们这么说。
The Lord is with me; I will not fear.
有耶和华帮助我，我必不惧怕。
What can man do to me?
人能把我怎么样呢？
I shall look in triumph on those who hate me.
我要看见那恨我的人遭报。
All nations surrounded me.
万民围绕我。
In the name of the Lord, I will surely cut them off.
我靠耶和华的名必消灭他们。
They surrounded me like hornets.
他们围绕我如蜂子。
In the name of the Lord, I will surely cut them off.
我靠耶和华的名剿灭他们。
Then they say confidently, "The right hand of the Lord does valiantly."
他们说耶和华的右手施展大能。
The right hand of the Lord is exalted.
耶和华的右手施展大能。
Because the people felt the reality of God with them.
因为他们感受得到耶和华的同在。
They had hope.
所以他们就有了盼望。
We are focusing on hope in God.
我们在这里是在神里面的盼望。
A God-given hope.
神所赐的盼望。
God gave His people the hope of deliverance.
神给他的百姓这个被救赎的盼望。
And they experienced the assurance, "I shall not leave, I shall not die."
所以他们，
but live.
所以他们就经历到我必不致死，仍要存活。
I shall not die but live.
我必不致死，仍要存活。
That is the original Die Hard story.
这就是不死的这个故事。
Now having hope in the Lord is not the same as practicing positive thinking.
那在神里面有盼望呢，跟这个正面的思想是不一样的。
Positive thinking can be practiced without God.
因为正面的思想可以没有神的。
You just tell yourself must be positive, must think positively.
我们就告诉自己说，一定要正面的来想事情。
Things will become better. I can do it.
事情就会变得更好，我是可以的。
Very often, unrealistic thinking may set in and make a person unbearably egoistic and conceited.
因为这种不切实际的想法呢，很多时候就会让一个人显得非常自我，非常自傲。
We often see that kind of behavior on TV.
我们在电视里面会看到这样子的行为。
For example, the American Idol program, many contestants who sang very badly would still claim, "I'm the best."
在这个美国的这个歌唱比赛的节目里面呢，很多人虽然唱得很糟糕，还是会说我是最好的。
When they were asked, "Do you think you can be the next American Idol?"
他们被问说，你觉得你会是下一个歌唱冠军吗？
And they will say, "Oh, absolutely."
他们说，一定会。
And then they will argue with the judges and curse them when they were booted out.
他们就会跟那个裁判呢，就会争吵，然后就被逐出去的时候也会骂他们。
As God's covenant people, our hope is primarily anchored in the Lord.
我们作为神约里面的子民呢，我们的盼望就是基于耶和华。
And the hymn reminds us, "Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone."
而那个诗歌就告诉我们，因他活着，我能面对明天；因他活着，惧怕全部消除。
Because the covenant God is present with us.
因为约里面的神呢，与我们同在。
We have true hope.
我们就有真正的盼望。
Verses 9 to 19 to 21 describe the people who were once surrounded by enemies.
在19到21节这里呢，形容的就是被这些敌人围绕的人。
But now they were returning home safely.
可是现在呢，他们却能够安然回家。
At the gate of the city of Jerusalem, the leader would say to the watchman.
在那个城墙那里呢，这个领袖就会跟那个守望者说
，Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord.
给我敞开一门，我要进去称谢耶和华。
I thank you, you have answered me and have become my salvation.
我要感谢你，因为你成了我的拯救。
When the soldiers returned home to their families, everyone was happy.
当这些军人能够回到他们的家人呢，大家都很高兴。
Parents received their sons back.
做父母的就接回他们的儿子。
Wife reunites with their husbands.
妻子就跟丈夫能够团聚。
And children could hug their fathers again.
孩子就能够再拥抱他们的父亲。
That day, all the families in Israel would celebrate the day of the Lord's salvation.
到那日，以色列所有的家庭呢都能够称谢耶和华的救赎。
They will celebrate the Lord's deliverance.
称谢耶和华的救赎。
With all their hearts, they would proclaim, "This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad."
所以他们就能够称谢说，刚才我们所唱的诗歌，这是耶和华所定的日子，我们在其中要欢喜快乐。
Psalm 118:5-24 reminds the people of God's covenant love towards all the family in Israel.
所以在第五节到第二十四节都就是提醒他们神在约里面的爱是对于以色列所有的家庭
so that the people may praise God from their hearts
所有的百姓就能够从心里赞美神
His chesed, His covenant love endures forever
他在这个约里面的爱 chesed 是永远长存的
During the celebration of Jewish festivals the drama of deliverance will be reenacted
所以在这个他们这个节庆的时候呢，在这个被救赎的这个剧情就会被一次再一次的重演。
The worship leader would lead the worshippers to Jerusalem, singing this portion of the psalm at the gates of the temple.
而领诗的就会带领以色列的这些信徒呢，就带到这个城墙这里来唱这首诗歌。
When God's people were so troubled that they either unable to pray or find it difficult to pray.
所以当百姓他们心里很忧愁而没有办法祷告没有办法敬拜的时候
The psalmist exhorted the distressed to praise God for his covenant love
在这里诗人呢就鼓励那个患难中的百姓能够因为神约里面的爱来敬拜他
He cited a historical situation to help the people reminisce God's covenant love
而就以这样的一个非常历史性的一种处境呢能够帮助他的百姓能够纪念到神在约里面的爱是如何的爱他们
In this psalm, the psalmist seeks to teach God's people to hope in God during times of distress
所以呢通过这个诗篇这个诗人就能够教导这个百姓说在他们患难中如何来对神有盼望
He exhorts the people to remember God's goodness in the past
他鼓励他的百姓要记起神往日的这个慈爱
So that their trust in God can be rekindled in the present.
让他们现在就能够重新的体验怎么样的来仰望神。
The memory of God's goodness in the past transferred the people from a state of distress into a state of hope in the present.
所以神在往日的那种慈爱的这种记忆呢，能够使百姓现在的这个忧愁还有恐惧呢，能够变成一种仰望和盼望。
There is a song that summarizes this part of Psalms 118 very well.
有一首诗歌呢，就把这样的一种情景呢，能够表达出来。
The lyric says, "You are my hiding place. You always fill my heart with songs of deliverance. Whenever I'm afraid, I will trust in you."
你是我的避难所，我你使我心中有这种被救赎的诗歌。当我害怕的时候，我会仰望你。
Psalms 118 is one of those songs of deliverance.
而诗篇118篇呢，就是这种被救赎的诗歌。
It is a song of deliverance that will lead the hopeless to find hope in God.
使那种心里没有盼望的呢，在神里面得到盼望。
The psalmist also cautions the people not to waver in their trust in the Lord.
诗人也告诉他的百姓，在他们的仰望里面呢，不要动摇。
He warns the people, it is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in men. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes.
投靠耶和华胜过依赖人，投靠耶和华胜过依赖王子。
Two Old Testament stories will help us understand clearly why the psalmist exhorted God's people to take refuge in the Lord and to trust in men.
有两个旧约的故事，能够提醒我们为什么诗人在这里要告诉这些百姓说要依靠神而不是依赖人。
The first story is about King Ahaz. He typifies what it means to trust in princes and men.
第一个是亚哈斯王，他就表达了如何是信赖王子而不是信赖神。
The second story about King Jehoshaphat, he exemplified what it means to trust God.
第二个呢是约沙法王，而他就表达了如何是仰赖神。
During the reign of Ahaz, Judah was attacked by two nations, Israel and Syria.
亚哈斯做王的时候呢，他犹大被两个王国攻打，一个是以色列，一个是叙利亚。
Ahaz and the people were much petrified by the invading forces.
亚哈斯呢，因为这些人攻打他们呢，他就害怕。
Then God sent the prophet Isaiah to comfort Ahaz.
而神呢，就差派以赛亚先知来安慰亚哈斯王。
God assured Ahaz that invasion will never be successful.
神告诉亚哈斯说，这个攻击绝对不会成功。
He himself will soon wipe out Israel and Syria.
因为神自己很快就会来消灭这个以色列和叙利亚。
Unfortunately, Ahaz refused to believe God.
可是亚哈斯却不相信神。
He preferred to seek help from Assyria, a new superpower nation.
他更加愿意仰赖这个亚述，也是一个超级强国。
The Assyrian king Tiglath-Pileser was quick to come to Ahaz's rescue.
亚述王很快来救这个亚哈斯的困境。
But Judah had to pay a high price in seeking their help.
可是犹大因为要亚述的帮助呢，就要付出很大的代价。
When the crisis was over, Judah became a vassal state.
当这个患难过去的时候呢，犹大就成为亚述的一个附属国。
The people had to pay heavy taxes to Assyria every year.
每年就要付很沉重的这个税。
Ahaz's choice of trusting in men and princes instead of God incurred a great cost for the people of Israel.
这个亚哈斯王因为信赖人而不是信赖神呢，就为他的百姓付出很沉重的代价。
During the reign of Jehoshaphat, Judah was attacked by three nations, Ammon, Moab, and Edom.
在约沙法作王的时候呢，犹大被三个国家，这个亚门、摩亚和以东攻打。
King Jehoshaphat was very frightened, but the first things he did was to seek the Lord.
约沙法虽然是很害怕，可是他第一件做的事情就是求告耶和华。
He prayed, "Our enemies are strong, we are powerless."
他祷告说，我们的敌人是很强大，我们也是无助的。
Come, save us.
救我们。
You have always delivered us in the past, so do it again.
就好像你往日如何救赎我一样，现在也如此。
Then God sent the prophet to assure the king.
神就差派一个先知到约沙法那里。
Do not fear, the battle is mine.
不要害怕，这个战争是属于我的。
Go and face your enemy tomorrow.
你去面对你的敌人吧。
I am with you.
我与你同在。
And Jehoshaphat trusted the Lord's word.
约沙法相信神的话。
When the battle began, he instructed the temple choir to sing praises to God.
所以在战争开始的时候呢，他就叫那个圣殿里面的诗班来赞美神。
At the front line, the choir sang.
就在这个前线呢，这个诗班就唱。
Give thanks to the Lord, for His chesed is everlasting.
要称谢耶和华，因为他的慈爱 chesed 永远长存。
Those were the same words we read in Psalms 118, verse 1.
这句话就是诗篇118篇的第一节。
As the people sang, God intervened to fight for His people.
在他们唱的时候呢，神就介入为他的百姓征战。
First, God caused Moab and Ammon to unite together and defeat Edom.
首先就是神使摩亚跟亚门联合起来消灭以东。
After Edom was down and out, the armies of Moab and Ammon began to slaughter one another.
以东被消灭过后呢，摩亚跟亚门就自相残杀。
Jehoshaphat and the people only had to witness God's amazing grace in their midst that day.
约沙法和他的百姓呢，就经验到这个约里面的神的这个奇异恩典。
That was why the psalmist wrote, "It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in men. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes."
所以诗人在第八、第九节会这么说：投靠耶和华胜过依赖人，投靠耶和华胜过依赖王子。
The psalmist reminds the people that God sometimes uses unlikely candidates to accomplish His purpose.
诗人提醒我们，神有时候用一个很不寻常的人来完成他的工作。
God uses unlikely candidates to bring about deliverance.
用很不寻常的人来完成他的救赎。
David was an unlikely candidate to be a king of Israel.
其实大卫是一个成为以色列王很不寻常的人。
When Samuel visited Jesse's home to look for the persons to anoint as the next king of Israel,
当这个撒母耳来到耶西的家来寻找下一个以色列王来高的时候，
Jesse first introduced his eldest son Eliab to Samuel.
耶西先让他的大儿子Eliab 来到这个撒母耳面前。
Samuel was much impressed by Eliab.
撒母耳看到这个以利亚呢，就非常的赞叹。
But God told him clearly, "Do not look at his appearance."
可是耶和华却对撒母耳说，不要看他的外貌。
I've rejected him.
我不拣选他。
Man looks at the outwards, but the Lord looks at the heart.
因为耶和华不像人看人，人是看外貌，耶和华是看内心。
Then Jesse introduced his other sons one by one, except the last one, David.
然后耶西就介绍他的下一个儿子，下一个儿子。除了最后的大卫。
Jesse perceived David as the most unlikely person to be king.
因为耶西觉得这个大卫是最不可能的。
David was outdoor tending sheep.
大卫还在那边放羊。
But the Lord's eyes was upon him all along.
可是耶和华的眼目却在他身上。
Then Samuel told Jesse, "Bring him here. We will not sit until he comes."
撒母耳就跟耶西说，你打发人去叫他来，他若不来，我们必不坐席。
David was an example of Psalms 118:22.
所以大卫就很像第二十二节这里所说。
The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone.
你们匠人所弃的石头已经成了房角的石，头块石头。
In New Testament times, Jesus himself was also perceived by Israel leader as an unlikely candidate to be the Messiah of Israel.
在新约时代，耶稣呢也被这个以色列的领袖当成是一个很不可能成为神所拣选那个被膏的人。
Even when the people were shouting Hosanna as Jesus entered Jerusalem riding a donkey.
就当这个百姓还在称呼这个何撒那，因为神呢骑着驴子进入耶路撒冷。
Many people could not accept Jesus as the one God sent to save the people.
可是还是有很多人呢看不到耶稣就是神差遣来救赎他的百姓的那一位。
In the book of Acts, Peter preached before the elders and rulers.
在这个使徒行传里面，彼得就对那些长老和领袖说，
"This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders."
这个耶稣就是你们匠人所弃的石头。
This stone has become the cornerstone.
它已经成了房角的头块石头。
God often used unlikely candidate.Accomplish his purpose.
所以神常常用那个不寻常的人来完成他的工作。
Psalms 118 begins with a call to the distressed to praise the Lord.
诗篇118篇呢，开始就是呼召那些患难中的人来赞美神。
The Psalms ends with the distressed people response in praising the Lord.
而结束的时候，就是这些患难中的人如何来回应赞美神。
However, in the hearts of the psalm lies a short, simple prayer.
可是在这个诗篇的中心点却有一个很简短的祷告。
What would troubled people say? Their hearts are crushed by anxieties.
患难中的人心里被许多事情压着的时候，他们会说什么呢？
They just simply cried, "Save us, we pray, O Lord."
他们就是说，耶和华，求你拯救。
In Hebrew, that prayer is expressed in just one word, Hosanna.
在希伯来文里面，这整句话呢，就是用一个字来表达，就是何善啊。
Instead of babbling so many words, the people just cried a short prayer, Hosanna.
与其说这一连串的话呢，他就说那一句话就是何善啊。
Why such a short prayer?
为什么何善娜这么一个简短的祷告呢？
When you are able to feel a strong presence of the Lord with you，
当你能够感觉到神与你同在的时候，
When you are so sure that God loves you，
当你知道神爱你，
When your heart is filled with God's hope of deliverance，
当你的心中得到了这个神救赎的盼望，
There's very little left to say to God，
那你就也没有什么可以说的。
All you need to tell him Hosanna, that is enough。
你只需要告诉他，何善那，耶和华求你拯救就够了。
All you need to pray, save me, O Lord, that is enough。
你就是说，祷告说，耶和华求你拯救。
God knows your heart。
神知道你心里所想的。
There's a song that expresses this kind of experience。
有一首诗歌表达这样的一种感受。
Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face。And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
当转眼仰望耶稣，定睛在他奇妙慈容，所有的事情在这恩典和光中必显为虚空。
When life becomes unbearable to you,
当你的生命觉得很难忍受的时候，
Psalms 118 reminds us to turn our eyes on Jesus, our covenant God.
诗篇118篇就提醒我们要转眼仰望这个约里面的神。
And when we turn our eyes to Jesus, all the things on earth will grow strangely dim.
当我们转眼仰望耶稣的时候，世上的事就显为虚空。
We can't explain why, it just happens.
我们不能够解释事情就是这样子的发生。
And then a short prayer, Hosanna,
is
good enough.
我们就一个简短的祷告，何善那就够了。
Now I shall finish the story I told at the beginning, the man who lost his four daughters in a shipwreck.
我要完成我开始讲到前的那个故事，就是这个失去四个女儿的人的故事。
Some weeks later, that man joined his wife who had survived the shipwreck.
几个星期后，这个人呢就跟他的妻活着的妻子在一起。
Together they sailed to the sea near the area where their four daughters drowned.
他们就出海到他们四个女儿淹死的地方。
At that spot he penned this text that describes God's comforting presence in his grief.
就在那个时候他们就写了这首神与他们同在的这个安慰的诗歌。
When peace like a river attends my way,When sorrow like sea billow roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul.
有时候想平安如江河平又稳，有时忧伤来世浪滚。不论何庆请我蒙主引领，我心灵得安宁，得安宁。
That man was Horatio Spafford.
这个人就是 Horatio Spafford。
In his pain, he recalled what God had done for him.
他在这个痛苦中，他记起神为他做过的一切。
His memory of Jesus' death led him to say, praise the Lord, O my soul, towards the end of the third stanza.
他在这个记起耶稣为他死的这个时候呢，他就在最后的第三节那里说，能够赞美我的灵啊，赞美神。
Psalms 118 turns the worshippers' eyes.From their troubles to the covenant God.
所以今天的118篇的诗篇呢，就使这个敬拜神的人的眼目从他们的困难到了神那里。
With a rekindled faith.
所以这个被唤醒的这个信心。
With a God-given hope.
还有神所赐给的盼望。
They were strengthened to pray, God save us, Hosanna.
他们就被鼓励来赞美神，说：“何善那，神啊，救我。”
Here's an outline of the Psalms 118.
这里就是诗篇118篇的这个整个大纲。
The Psalms begins with a call to praise God.
神开始的时候是告诉我们来敬拜神。
The psalmist leads the people to recall God's.Goodness in the past.
叫他们能够记起往日的神对他们的爱。
The memory of God's salvation helps instill hope in the present.
而这个记忆呢, 就让他们现在能够带来盼望。
The people prayed with a renewed strength.
他们就以这个, 能力来, 向神来祷告。
They prayed, Save us, O Lord.
他们祷告, 神啊, 救我。
The distressed people then respond to the call.
而这个, 患难中的人呢, 就能够, 来到神面前。
Give thanks to the Lord for His good.
向他的, 恩典来感恩。
For His covenant love, His chesed endures forever.
因为他的慈爱永远长存。 我们现在以奉献来回应神的爱。